Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen from First Christian Church in Sedalia. And I want to say, you know what? Thanksgiving is come and gone, and it was really easy to be thankful around that table, that feast with the big bird and the dressing and the corn and the potatoes and the cranberries and the casseroles and the family members surrounding you, if you were so blessed to have that like I was. But basically, it shouldn't stop right there. And God calls us to be thankful. Our Bible directs us to be thankful in all circumstances, in all situations. In the book of Psalm, chapter 100, we hear the introduction to the idea that our God is good, and that we should give thanks because He was our Maker, that we should give thanks because we are His. We are the sheep of His pasture, that we should give thanks that His love endures forever. Here is a 2,800-year-old song that's recorded in the Bible that Jews have used for 2,800 years, that Christians have used since the beginning of the Christian church. And we have recited these words of thanksgiving over and over and over again. And I'd encourage you to be a person that rehearses that with yourself, a person who reads that. Listen again, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, worship with gladness, come before Him with song, know that He is God, He who made us, we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. We enter His presence with thanksgiving, we enter His presence with praise, give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever, His faithfulness continues through all generations.